You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jack Barton. I am 15 and I'm going to be a junior this fall. Over the past few months, I have realized that I need people more than I ever thought I did before. I've missed my summer swim season, which is always a huge part of my summer. It requires a 2-hour practice in the morning and a 7 to 8 hour meet on Saturdays. Although this sounds completely the opposite of fun, all of it is spent with some of my closest friends, and it is truly a blast. I've also missed a lot of my summer vacations. One was a 10-day trip to Spain with some of my closest friends from Memorial, which I had to save for and hurt so bad when I heard it wouldn't work out. And also the St. Louis trip with the youth group here at Covenant with Steve and some of the other people from the youth organization, and both just hurt so bad when I heard that they wouldn't work. I also miss in-person church a lot, whether that was regular service or whether that was youth group. I always liked that in-person kind of just hello, greeting, or just a quick casual pass in the hallway. And I really do miss that because I realize now I took it all for granted. Since this has all started, I've been able to play lots more card games with my family, and I've also been able to spend a lot more quality time with them. I've also learned how to do more baking, which has been absolutely amazing for me. Every morning, I'll wake up, look for a recipe, I'll learn new techniques that I need in order to make it, and I'll learn how flavors can blend together to make something absolutely masterful. Colleges I've also been looking at lately, and this has been actually pretty nice. Since the pandemic, every college now has almost introduced something close to a virtual tour. So this can be like a bunch of pictures put together, like a slideshow, or just like a quick video to show you around their campus, from their dining halls to their rec halls or even their classrooms. And it's been really great for me to see all of that without having to leave my comfy pants and my bed. Soon I'll be turning 16, which means I'll be able to drive. And since the pandemic started, not many people have been on the roads, which makes it really easy for me to learn how to drive and has an easy transition into normal day traffic when that happens. I've also started a new job at the Public and Outdoor Middleton Pool, otherwise known as the Walter Bauman Aquatic Center. This has been awesome so far. A lot of people there are really nice, and this has given me opportunity to meet new people, fine-tune some of my old skills, and learn some new ones. And so far, it's been awesome.
Hi, I'm Katie Barden, and I'm a rising senior at Memorial High School. Throughout the course of the pandemic, I have had things taken away from me that I would have never dreamed possible, including my summer swim season, my WISO trip to Europe, grabbing coffee with friends, just to name a few. I know that I'm not alone in having my obligations taken away from me, but that means that we are left with what is important to hang on to. And for me, those are family, hope, and faith. Watching the news and not being allowed to see my extended family is alarming. But when I feel scared by what is going on around me, I know that God is always there and will continue to be there for me. This unexpected break from normalcy has allowed me to not be preoccupied with my other activities that I would normally be participating in, meaning that I have more time to be closer with God. When I put my faith in God, I am putting faith in myself to becoming a better, more helpful person than I was the previous day. By becoming a better person through faith, I can be there more for my immediate family. Despite all of the horrors that COVID has brought, it has made me closer to my family. I love eating home-cooked breakfasts and dinners with them every day of the week and playing a game after dinner. I know that in the not-too-distant future, I will not be able to eat every weekday dinner with all of my family, but I will have the memories to remind me of the special time during the pandemic in which I was able to eat all those weekday meals with my family. Another important idea to hold on to is hope. If you don't have hope, then you end up feeling lost. It is important to look towards the positives, because eventually things will get better. You have to see each day through and know that you are never truly alone. Hope is much more than just blind optimism. It is looking and seeing change in the right direction towards a purpose. When I see people wearing their masks in stores and keeping their distance from one another, I am hopeful that the spreading will slow and the hospitalizations and death rates will decrease, because those people care about the others around them and their community by wearing their masks and doing their part to flatten the curve. I get hopeful when I'm driving to work and I see that someone has set up a food pantry in their front yard that is available to anyone. Because of that thoughtful neighbor, people will not go to bed hungry in that neighborhood. Those families will have meals together similar to my families and create years' worth of memories. The goodness of these individuals gives me hope that tomorrow can only be better.
Good morning. My name is Gianna Fazell, and I'm a recently graduated senior from Middleton High School. When Steve asked me to write a sermon for the youth-led service, I was so excited. It was an immediate, all caps, kind of yes text message back to him. Youth group has consistently been a bright place in my life over the years, but as I was brainstorming about what I wanted to say, I found it difficult to articulate everything the group has meant to me into a short sermon. I, however, knew that God would place the right puzzle pieces in my hands eventually if I kept looking to him for help, and sure enough, he did. Something I like to do occasionally is look up Bible verses on Google or Pinterest. Sometimes it's when I'm looking for a new phone background or when I just need a little encouragement from God. But lately I've found that finding quotes online makes me more likely to go look up the quotes in my own Bible, and I then learn about the chapter the quote falls in. So for example, my favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 48, and I found that verse on Pinterest, but I went to the Bible at my desk to learn what happened in the chapter Isaiah. So it's not a shocker, I was on Pinterest looking for a quote to spark my creativity for this sermon when a quote came up that said, "I choose Jesus." This was unusual as it had no quotations, no saying it was from a passage from Proverbs or Genesis. It just said, "I choose Jesus." But this quote was the helping hand that I was asking God for. This quote began to make me wonder, do I choose Jesus? Do I choose God? How do I choose Jesus? How do I choose God? What are the choices I have made? How have my choices led me to where I am today? All these questions came to my mind about choosing in choices, and I concluded that I think I choose Jesus. When my mom told me right before sixth grade started that she wanted me to try going to the middle school youth group, I'll be honest, I wasn't the most ecstatic. From what kids at my school had cultured me to think was that youth group is on Wednesday nights, it's boring, and it's just reading the Bible. That version of youth group didn't sound all that glorious to the 12-year-old me. But the first youth group Sunday came and I was dropped off, and I knew when I was picked up that I'd be coming back. And for the most part, I've come back every Sunday. Foam noodle games have taught me how to work with people in a group in a cooperative and creative way. Making chili with Mary Beth and her husband and the others who had joined in Chili Crew taught me the joy of creating and giving, and also gave me some great chili cooking skills. My leaf on the youth group tree has reminded me of who I am and how I've grown over the years. The questions we talk about at youth group make me open to others' ideas and expand my knowledge and encourage my thoughts and answers to be more insightful. I often find myself reflecting upon conversations that we had on Sunday days later, and they encourage me to be a living example of the good we talk about in youth group and the faith we should have in God. The last 10 minutes of youth group are always a devotion, and I've often found myself thinking of the devotion days later and incorporating them into my own views. The mission trips and volunteering opportunities have taught me, and particularly the South Dakota trip and the volunteering at the River Food Pantry and at Trash and Treasure, teaches me that happiness isn't necessarily in the things that lie around you, but rather in the community around you. The youth group community at Covenant brings joy not only to me, but all others in the group too. Playing the guitar alongside Bob and Steve at youth group and seeing my peers dance to Lord I Lift Your Name on High brings so much joy to us three guitar players. Brad, Bob, Dubs, and Francis's insight and wonderment in our conversations makes you think about questions and answers days later and makes you strive to be the best and honest person you can be. Marge, Chris, and Mary Beth's love and humor make you feel known and loved at youth group. And Steve's leadership and genuine care for all the kids makes you want to come back Sunday after Sunday and be a part of the group. And my peers who have gone through youth group with are amazing. We come from different schools and different backgrounds, but they feel like a family. They say that the strongest friendships are those where you don't have to talk all the time, but when you do engage in conversation, it's like nothing has changed. Not all of us talk every day, even though a good portion of us do keep in touch regularly, but every Sunday, whether it be in person at Covenant or on Zoom, our relationships with each other remain strong as our conversations always picked up where they left off. Ruth 1:16 says, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay." To the youth group community I've grown up with, these words fall true to me. I'll stay with you on our leaves that we planted on the youth group tree, but I will go with you wherever life may take you in the future, as you always have a friend in me. I know this to be true for others in the group too. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says that because we look at not what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Youth group is seen in temporary. It starts in September and ends in May. It starts at 6:30 p.m. and ends at 8:30 p.m. But the community and the feeling of being known and the lessons that we learn through conversations that do all relate back to God and Jesus in the end is unseen and eternal. Those unseen but eternal things, I know not only me but others in the group will carry with them no matter where they go. Some people find Jesus and God through the way their significant other loves and speaks to them. Some find them through their parents' and siblings' everlasting love. Some people find them through the direct words of the Bible or a song that plays on the radio right at the time those lyrics need to be heard. I've found Jesus and God through my parents' and brothers' love, through playing the piano at Exodus, and seeing the people rejoice in song. But mostly, I've found them in youth group. Jesus and God speaks to those in youth group, as I have witnessed them firsthand for multiple years. I mentioned earlier my favorite Bible verse is Isaiah 48. It reads, "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever." Grass and flowers are temporary, just like youth group. But God's word that is spoken through foam noodles, song, Bible verses, and community will stand forever. So yeah, I no longer just think I choose Jesus. I know I choose Jesus because I've chosen him through youth group over the last 6 years. And that choice, being a part of the Covenant Presbyterian Church's youth group and being spoken to by God and Jesus through youth group, is eternal and will stand with me forever. Thank you to the Covenant community for supporting this wonderful group, and I am personally so excited to come back in the future and support this group as a youth group alumni. Oh, and to the soon-to-be sixth grader or high school freshman who is a little hesitant of going to youth group, go. It will be the best decision you ever make.